A mile further on, she found the grannies waiting for her. It could have been the same spot as before, except for the river running to the right. The grannies stood or sat in a half circle, so like the day before that Alexandra wondered if they had even changed their clothes. They all inspected her in her colorful Ozarker dress, so she slid her pack off her shoulders, spread her skirt, and twirled around. Charlie fluttered off her shoulder, then resettled atop her head when she was done. "Well," she asked, "is this a proper outfit for its solemn quest?" Suddenly she wondered if the Pritchards had played an enormous prank on her, and the grannies were all about to burst out laughing. But no, the Pritchards would never do that, and the grannies' wizened, taciturn expressions didn't change.
"Mighty courteous of you to take this serious," said Granny Ford.
The old, old woman's voice was dry and sour, and might have been just a little bit sarcastic, though Alexandra couldn't tell for sure.
"Did Lamentation and her daughters make that for you?" asked Granny Pritchard.
"Yes, ma'am," Alexandra said. "They said appearances are important." She kept her eyes fixed in their sockets with an effort. It was so natural to roll them.
"So they are,"
said Granny Pritchard. "You haven't really told me anything about what I'm supposed to do," Alexandra said, addressing the assembly of old women. "I have to say that just hiking into the woods and waiting for something to happen doesn't sound like a very solemn quest to me. Also, if I'm not back by tomorrow, my sister and my friends will freak out, and I'll be in big trouble if I'm late getting home on Friday."
"Girl,"
said Granny Ford, and her voice now was the groan of iron hinges.
"Even you thought this was a hike, you wouldn't have come. So cease your prattle. Once you set out on this quest, you will return when you return. And your friends waiting for you and your folks back home makes no never mind. You know that. If you don't want to go, then say so now, and go back to the Pritchard's homestead."
Alexandra was silent.